What book are we reading?
This book.
What book is this?
Richard Scary Dictionary.
The Richard Scary Dictionary.
Richard Scary Dictionary.
All right, you know what this says right here?
Busy, busy world.
No, it says storybook.
Storybook. Richard Scary Storybook Dictionary.
Right. What's this about?
Richard Scary Storybook Dictionary.
Right.
Ox scratch. Read this one.
Accident. Dingo had an accident. My goodness. What happened?
What happened? It went into the whole apple cart. This car turned all by itself.
Yep. Yes. Dingo wasn't being very careful, I guess.
Why?
Well, you know Dingo, don't you?
He wasn't watching what's going.
Wasn't watching what's going.
Dingo waved.
Did he wave?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why they just have one feet?
I don't know. Maybe Pickles knows that the piglets are so lively that they never sit down anyway.
Sitting down.
How come you don't ever sit down to eat anymore?
Why?
No, I notice you've always stood up to eat the last few days.
Why?
It's kind of silly. After all, you have a chair. You could sit down. What shall we read here?
This.
Aim. Go-Go aimed the beanbag at the hole in the board. His aim was bad. Whoops. Where did the beanbag go?
Into his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Because his aim was bad.
My aim was bad.
Well, you know sometimes when you throw me the ball and it doesn't go right to me, it goes to the other side of the room, that's when your aim is bad. Or when you threw the ball and it hit Kutch's head last night, your aim was bad because you didn't want to hit her head. You were aiming for her hands, weren't you? Weren't you?
Then I did it the next time. Then Kutch catched it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh. Because your aim was better, probably.
This one.
Which one?
This one.
Alive. Hee-haw has two flowers in his flower pot. One is alive. It's living. The other one is dead. Which one's alive? Nope. That's the dead one. Which is the alive one? That's the dead one.
Which the alive one?
This is the alive one. The one that's standing up and looking green and red and bright. The dead one is all kind of hanging over, droopy. Around. Hooligan ran around the pole. He ran around and around and around and around and around and around. He got
dizzy.
Do you get dizzy sometimes?
Yeah.
How do you get dizzy?
You go, wah, 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 wah.
What do you sing when you get dizzy?
Mm-hmm. Round in circles.
What do you sing?
And I get too dizzy and I go too fast around.
Yeah, that's true. Beside. Hooligan is sitting beside Big Hilda. He's sitting next to her. Look out, Big Hilda is falling asleep. Oh my
Why?
Gosh. What's going to happen to Hooligan?
What's going to happen to Hooligan?
What do you think is going to happen to Hooligan?
Okay.
Is he going to get crunched?
Yeah.
Because Big Hilda is falling right over.
Why?
Why is she falling over?
Because she wants to go to sleep. She's tired.
Yeah.
It's a long book.
It sure is a long book.
Why?
Richard Scary had lots and lots of different words he wanted to talk about in this book.
Read this one.
Blade. Annie is taking a blade of grass home for dinner. Bon appétit. You know what bon appétit means?
What?
Bon appétit means good eating, Annie. Enjoy your meal.
Read this one.
Brave. Brambles is very brave. He is not afraid to have his hair cut by the barber. He knows he will be even handsomer when the barber has finished.
What's he doing?
Oh my gosh, what's he doing?
What's he doing? I'm falling into the box.
Falling into the box, into the cereal box.
Why?
Well,
has cereal in it?
It has cereal in it. Do you know what cereal is?
He didn't splash out the cereal.
What kind of cereal do you eat?
Granola.
Right. Do you ever fall into the box?
No. We this one.
You know what his name is?
Brambles.
Brambles. Brambles is brushing his hair with a brush. Isn't he a handsome fellow?
What's this?
What's that?
Where you go into the barber?
No, this is the mirror. He's looking at himself in the mirror. See, that's just the end of his nose that he sees in the mirror. Do you know any other handsome fellows, Nathaniel? Who else is a handsome fellow?
What?
Brambles is a handsome fellow, but who else is handsome?
Who else is handsome? He's handsome.
Big Hilda?
Yeah. He's handsome.
Huckles? Huckle Bear?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of cute. Yeah, he's not so handsome, but he's kind of cute.
This one.
Bulb. The lamp wouldn't light, so Papa Bear put a new bulb in it. He threw the old bulb away. Oh, look where the lampshade is. Where's the lampshade?
Where? Where is it?
What's on Papa Bear's head?
A pail.
No, that's the lampshade.
The lampshade.
Do you put the lampshade on your head when you're changing the bulb?
No.
No.
Read this one.
This one?
Yeah.
Climb? Babykins likes to climb. He's a good climber. What's he climbing on now?
A couch. He climbed on the TV.
No, I don't think he climbed on the TV.
Read this one.
Copy. It says copy. Alley Cat wrote a word. That word says cat. Squeaky copied it. He wrote it just the same as Ollie. Who copies at school? Do you copy people sometimes?
Yeah, I copy Tina, and Tina says, don't copy me.
Why doesn't she like to be copied?
Read this one.
Cost. Babykins broke his playpen. Mother Cat asked Mr. Fix-It how much money it would cost to fix it. See, these are sides on the playpen, and they all broke off.
Why?
Because Babykins. You know how Babykins is. Babykins is kind of wild sometimes.
He floated?
I don't know. I think he pushed on them.
Why?
Oh, gosh, only knows.
I don't push.
No, you never had a playpen, so you didn't have anything to push on.
This is Sunday.
That's right. And what's the next word? Monday.
Monday.
Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday!
Like Saturday on my calendar.
Just like on your calendar. Drop. When a drop of paint dropped on Alley Cat's nose, he dropped his paint can. Oh my gosh, what happens when you drop your paint can?
It will break.
And then what will happen?
The paint will come out.
Oh dear, and then what will happen?
Then what will happen?
It'll be a big mess and you'll have to clean it up.
He's gonna clean it up.
I hope so.
Read this one.
Brambles wears curlers in his hair during the night, so it will look nice in the morning. What do you wear during the night?
My Brambles wears curlers in his hair.
Because he likes to look nice. So what do you wear in your hair at night?
What do I wear in my hair at night?
I don't know. What do you wear in your hair at night?
No curlers.
No curlers. Do you know who has curlers here?
Yeah.
Who has curlers in her room?
It's Renee.
Yeah, she curls her hair sometimes, doesn't she, to make it look really pretty. I think Renee's hair is pretty when it's curled.
This one.
Even. Mama Bear uses an even cup of flour to make a cake. See how level it is? But Mama, you made kind of a big mess. Even Babykins doesn't make that big a mess when he's making a cake.
Why does he make a mess?
Well, Mama Bear is kind of a messy cook.
Why?
Just
What's
is.
This?
That's flour.
Go over the floor.
Yes.
Read this one.
This one? This is the one we always read. It says, Farmer Hee-Haw is working on his farm. Company is coming to call. Where's the company?
Where's the company? It's the company.
The what?
The company.
The company? The company is up there. Company means people coming to visit.
What?
That's just what company means. That's what people come to visit. They're called company.
Why are they coming to visit?
Well, you know who those are?
What?
What are they?
Company.
Yeah, what? Which company are they? What are their names?
They're going over the bridge and into here.
That's right. They're the three beggars, aren't they?
They're going to jump.
No, I don't think they're going to jump. I think they're going to walk. But it's the three beggars, and they're coming to call because they like to get food.
They're going to go down the hill.
Yes, that's right.
And right over there and right through here.
What are they going to go past?
This.
What's that?
Then they didn't go past here,
mm-hmm.
in the side, and it didn't go past the cooking bag, and then it didn't be at there. At Hee-Haw.
At Hee-Haw. And they're going to say, good afternoon, Hee-Haw.
And then they're going to go back over the bridge.
Well, I suppose.
And see their mommies.
Maybe. Feel. Babykins has just had a bath. He feels soft and cuddly. Mother feels happy to have such a clean baby.
It's feeling it.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, Babykins is a terror.
Why?
How does your hair feel after we give you a bath and wash your hair?
It hooks onto the wall.
What hooks onto the wall?
My bathtub.
Your bathtub does. That's true. Babykins' bathtub doesn't.
Why?
Because he just has a little bathtub. He's just a little baby still.
Why does the bathtub is growing?
No, bathtubs don't grow.
Why?
But when you're a little baby, then people usually use little tiny bathtubs to give you a bath in, because it's not so scary. And when you get to be a big boy, you use the big bathtub.
Baby has a big bathtub?
No, he still has a little bathtub because he's still a little baby. You used to have a little bathtub too.
My bathtub is growing.
Well, we just started using the big bathtub with you.
We have two kinds of bathtubs.
We used to have. Yeah, we used to have a little one and a big one. Now we just have big ones. Because now you're a big one, you don't need the little one anymore.
I know where the big bathtub is.
I should hope so.
Why?
Well, you get in at least once every 2 weeks.
This one.
That one?
Yeah.
That one's called Flower. Pa Pig brought a bouquet of flowers home to Ma Pig.
He's tripped.
Mm-hmm. What did he trip on?
On the steamroller and on Dingo's car.
On the steamroller and on Dingo's car? No.
What?
On the rug.
Why on the rug?
I think he slipped on the rug, actually. I think the rug slipped out from underneath. Look! What's Pickles eating?
What? A grapefruit?
Yeah, just like you. He likes grapefruit, just like you.
I like grapefruit.
I don't know. I guess he's smart. Which one would you like to read on this page?
I like to read on this page. This!
That's called Four. Haggis looked in the umbrella stand for his bagpipes. He played them for a long time. For heaven's sake, stop, Haggis. If you don't, Heather and Macintosh will leave. Why will they leave?
Why they're bagpipes?
Haggis likes to play bagpipes.
Read this one.
Garden. Daddy Bunny grows weeds in his garden.
Why can't see his chin?
Because the weeds have grown so tall.
Why the weeds are growing so tall?
Weeds grow real fast.
Why?
They just do.
There's more weeds.
No, those aren't weeds. Those are vegetables.
Read this one.
This one?
Yeah.
Group. One bug is all alone. The other bugs are in a group. They are grouped around the swimming pool. Look, what are the bugs using for a swimming pool?
A bath.
No.
What?
What is it?
A cup.
Yes.
It's a cup?
It's a cup. They can use a cup for a swimming pool because they're so little. Head. Mose is at the head of the line, at the very front. He has a head of cabbage on his head.
Where's cabbage on his head?
Right there.
Why is cabbage on his head?
No, I don't know. He just stuck it up there and forgot about it, I guess.
Where's the cabbage?
Right there.
Oh, the cabbage. There's a cabbage.
Do you have any cabbage on your head?
No.
Let's see. Maybe just a little piece up there.
No.
What do you have on your head?
Nothing.
You don't? What about this stuff? What about this stuff on your head?
Hair.
Yes. Forgot about the hair, didn't you?
Hair. Hair is head.
Hair is head? Oh, I see.
Read this one.
Hot. It is a hot day. Maud has never been hotter. Molly says it is the hottest day of the year. Josh, what are they doing to get cool?
They're swimming in their cool clothes.
Well, she has a swimming cap on.
Why?
Keep her hair dry.
Read this one.
This is called Hungry. The beggars are hungry. They have never been hungrier. They are hungrily eating their hats. Oh my gosh.
They're eating their hats.
Because they're so hungry. What do you eat when you're hungry?
I eat some food.
What kind of food?
Cottage cheese food.
Oh.
Read this one.
Into. Smiley has a sore throat. Dr. Pill looked into it.
There's
Smiley right there. Yes. Dr. Pill is looking into his throat to see if he could cure it.
He's not crying?
No.
Why?
Well, you don't cry when you have just a little sore throat. You know, sometimes the doctor says open wide, and then he looks into your mouth. Let's see. Say ah.
Ah.
Looks into your mouth to see if he can see your sore throat.
Why?
Because if he can see it, he can tell if it's really bad, how bad it is.
You can see it if he was sore throat.
You don't have a sore throat, do you? Do you have a sore throat?
No.
Oh, well, then I can't see it.
Read this one.
Key. Get out of the keyhole, Annie, so that Purple can put a key into it.
He's putting the turtle's putting the key into here.
Well, he's trying, but Annie has to get out first.
Why?
Well, what would happen if Turtle put the key in before Annie gets out?
Of this?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, what would happen if Turtle puts the key in?
Well, the keyed. It has a hole in him.
Annie will get crunched.
He's getting out?
I hope so.
Read this one.
Mose knocked on the door. Do not knock so hard, Mose. Why not?
He knocked so hard?
Why shouldn't you knock so hard?
Why he knocked so hard?
I don't know. What happened when he knocked so hard?
You knock harder, and then you can open the door.
You knock real hard, then you just knock the door right down, don't you?
Why?
Because you knock too hard, and the door just comes right off its hinge.
Film, too?
Didn't run out of film, though. We just ran out of tape. And what happened to the door?
The nails came out.
All the nails came out, that's right.
Of the handle.
The hinges.
Hinges. Read this one.
Length. Andy, the anteater, has a nose of great length. Annie Ant ran along the length of it. Do you have a nose of great length?
No.
Do you have a nose of great short?
No.
What's your nose like?
The bus can't go anywhere if there's a line on it.
Well, besides, it's waiting for the passengers to get on. See all the passengers lined up?
They are going to get on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
See the windows open?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It went right over our head.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. Because Alley Cat wasn't watching what he was doing.
My Alley Cat wasn't.
He's not very careful sometimes.
Read this one.
This is called Meat. As Papa was crossing the street, he fell into a workman's ditch and met Mr. Fix-It. So nice to meet you, said Papa.
It's like meat.
Just like meat. Just like what we do.
It's like meat we eat.
Oh, just like meat we eat. No, it's different meat from what we eat. Meat we eat is different.
Read this one.
Which one?
This one.
Kitty bought a doll with the money she earned for babysitting with Babykins. Boy, what a big doll, Kitty.
Why is the big doll?
I don't know. I guess she likes big dolls. She must have made a lot of money to buy such a big doll.
Read this one.
Narrow. The doorway is not wide enough for Big Hilda to get through. It is too narrow for her.
Why is it too narrow?
You know what narrow means? Show me the narrow window. That's the wide window, and that's the narrow window. Wide is like this, Nathaniel. And this is narrow.
He's gonna get. Hilda's gonna get through the narrow hole?
No. Hilda can't go through narrow things because Hilda's very wide.
Hilda's gonna go through the wide one?
I hope so, yeah.
Why?
Because she's wide, she won't fit through the narrow one.
Why she's wide?
Oh, she's a hippopotamus. Hippopotamuses are quite wide in general.
Read this one.
This says nothing. Mama Bear gave the beggars a bowl of peanut butter. They ate it all. There's nothing left. They even ate the bowl.
Why did they even eat the bowl?
I guess they must have been very hungry.
What's this?
That is a piglet with a hat on.
A long hat on?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I think they're playing jokes.
Read this one.
Open. Smiley opened a can of sardines. He put them in his open mouth. Shut your mouth, Smiley.
What is here?
Those are sardines.
What do in your mouth?
Smiley eats sardines.
Why?
He likes them.
Stefan has fruit upstairs in his room so he could eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fruit? Or food?
Food, not fruit.
Food. What kind of food?
Let's go to Stefan's house and see.
Oh, well, we'll do that someday.
How about in the winter?
Okay, we'll go this winter.
This is winter?
Mm-hmm. It's very cold out. That's how you know it's winter.
And it's wet on summer.
Will I wait till summer? Okay, we'll go then next summer when it's warm.
Tomorrow is summer?
No. This is January, and then it's going to be February, then it's going to be March, April, May, then June is summer. It's a long, long time away. Your birthday is in summer. When's your birthday?
I have my first birthday.
You had your first birthday already. When's your birthday going to be? What month?
When August. For my birthday, my first birthday is called August.
That's right. And all your birthdays are in August. Your birthday is always at the same time every year.
Read this one.
Phonograph. Bumbles put a record on the phonograph. A phonograph is also called a record player. The record will start to turn around and around and around and around. What's going to happen to Bumbles?
What's going to happen to Bumbles?
When the record turns around.
Well, if he's going to fall over.
Or maybe if he stands up there, he'll just go around and around and around too with the record.
Why? Then it's going to stop?
Well, I hope so.
Why?
Or he's going to get pretty dizzy.
Why?
Because he'll be going around and around and around with the record.
Why is it going to stop?
Maybe he'll jump off in time. Turn the page, please.
He will step off.
Okay.
That's why he has more records.
Yeah, where are his other records?
In here.
No, it's not like yours. His other records are over there.
Why?
It's not like your wind-up record player. It's a little bit different.
Why are the records right there?
Just here. Yeah, and the record, that's the record holder. Maybe when we're finished with this book, we should play a record and see if you can beat it getting dressed.
It goes in the hole in my record player.
That's true. The records go in a hole in your record player, but they don't in Bumble's record player.
Why?
Just a different design.
Read this one.
Point. What is Hooligan pointing at?
What?
Why, he's pointing at the apples that fell on the points of Go-Go's horns.
What's this? Apples.
Where are they?
On his head. On his two
horns. Those are his horns.
Read this one.
Hound. Big Hilda weighed herself at the butcher shop. She weighs 800 pounds.
He pounds on his foot.
No, it's not that kind of a pound. A pound is how much you weigh. Do you know how much you weigh? Do you know how much you weigh?
Is it hammer to pound?
No, honey, it's a different word. It sounds the same, but it's a different word.
What he has in his hand?
Nothing.
Is this a hammer?
No, that's the scale. It's a scale, see how much you weigh.
He's lying down?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Do you know how many pounds you weigh?
3 inches.
3 inches. You weigh 38 pounds.
That was what Grandpa said?
Grandpa said that you were 38 inches tall.
I'm 38 inches tall?
And you weigh 38 pounds.
Read this one.
Quick, hurry, turn off the stove. Why?
Why?
The pot is boiling over.
Why the pot is boiling over?
That happens sometimes when the...
Why the pot is boiling over?
Because the stove is on too high.
Why if the stove is on too high?
Because you know what, you know about Mama Bear? Have I told you about Mama Bear?
Yeah.
Mama Bear isn't a very good cook.
Why not a very good cook?
She burns things a lot.
Why she burns?
She just isn't a very good cook.
This one.
Yeah. Rest. Squiggly was tired and lay down to rest. Part of him is resting on the bed, but the rest of him is out the window.
Why?
Well, Squiggly's kind of long. You know? He's too long for most beds. So he just had to stick his tail end out the window.
Why is Squiggles kind of long?
Since he's a snake. Snakes are long.
Read this one.
Rule. Ma Pig has a rule that Pickles must wash his face and hands before eating. He must do it.
Is he going to do it?
I hope so. You see what this is right here?
A trolley.
Yes.
Eating.
Rush. Father is rushing to catch the trolley. He is in a great hurry.
And this track right here? Yes. The white track?
No, here are the black tracks right there.
It's going
back? Mm-hmm.
Forward?
It's going that way forward.
Is this going to go off the track?
No, it's going to go out of the picture.
Why? And into this picture?
Maybe. Better not go into this picture, because this picture's all water, isn't it? It'll just sink if it goes into the water picture. No.
It's a sidewalk?
It's a sidewalk in the safe picture, yeah. You always used to think that was a trolley track, too, in that picture, but it's not. It's a sidewalk.
It's blocking the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Why? To get to the other side?
No, because he's not watching where he's going.
He's not watching where he's going.
Well, Nathaniel, you know all about Dingo.
This one.
Season. There are four seasons in the year. They are spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Which season are we in now?
Summer.
Nope, we're in winter. Winter is the cold one when you have when it snows sometimes and you can go out and play in your sled. That's winter.
Winter.
Mm-hmm. Winter is January, February, that's winter.
This one?
Yeah. Shell. Turkle and Krabby have hard shells on their backs. They are shelling peas.
Peas. Eat this one.
Shape. Shapes can be square, or round, or oval, or triangular. Everything has a shape. Even Big Hilda has a shape. Do you have a shape?
Big Hilda has a shape. His hand?
No, it means that Big Hilda's body has a shape. Big Hilda's shaped like Big Hilda. Might not be square or round, but anything is a shape. It doesn't have to be square or round or diamond to be a shape.
This is oval. This is a circle.
That's right.
This is a funny circle.
An oval is a funny circle?
Yeah. What's this say?
You know, remember what that says?
What?
Silence.
What's this?
Shh. And this says quiet. Silencio. Ruhe bitte. Santal e flavedis. Santale Frevedis.
What did it do?
Well, it says Bully was very noisy in the library. Macintosh silenced him. Bully is silent. How did he silence him?
What's this?
It says, shh. How did he silence him? What did he do?
the one that says
No, this one says That's just what it says. It's in a library. You're supposed to be quiet in the library.
Why?
Well, because people are reading and studying. And it's not a good idea. It bothers them if you talk out loud.
You talk this loud.
Talk so softly in the library. So that you don't bother the people. You know, sometimes when Mummy's working and she says, Nathaniel, don't make so much noise.
Sometimes people are sleeping in the library.
No, he's not in the library. He's in a different picture. People aren't supposed to sleep in the library. People are supposed to study and read and work in the library.
This one.
Solid. Gus ran through a hollow log. Squeaky tried to run through a solid log. You can't do that, Squeaky.
Why?
Well, because a solid log doesn't have a hole in it.
It doesn't have a hole in it.
That's what a solid log is. It's a log without a hole.
But this is not a solid log.
That's right. It's called a hollow log.
It has a hole.
It has a hole all the way through.
Why?
Because it's hollow.
And then it comes out again. Then it comes back into here. It comes back into here.
No, you can't go into that one because that's the solid one.
He's gonna be able to walk over it.
He's gonna be able to walk over it, but he won't be able to walk through it.
He's a snake.
Is he? No, I think he's a grasshopper. He's a grasshopper.
Read this one.
Spot. Alley Cat has spots of paint all over
his
jacket.
Jacket.
I don't see them. I don't know.
Where?
Well, they aren't there. Richard Scarry forgot to put the spots of paint in.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Wasn't paying attention. Let's see.
Read this one.
Strong. Macintosh is strong. He can lift heavy things.
This is a train. The
train's pretty heavy, isn't it?
Why?
Because it's made out of metal. Are you strong?
Yeah.
What can you lift that's heavy?
I can't catch you.
That's true. You can.
That's heavy.
It sure is. It's hard to lift, too, isn't it? Oh, thank you.
This one.
Thick. Chips is sawing the thick branch. Mr. Fix-It is sawing the thin branch. I wonder who's going to finish first.
What?
Who do you think is going to saw through the branch first?
He.
Yeah, why?
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 And after him, he's going to do it.
That's right. First Mr. Fix-It and then Chips. Well, why is Mr. Fix-It going to finish first?
Where's his house?
He doesn't have a house right there in this picture. What's going to happen after they saw the branches off?
Why doesn't have a house?
Well, honey, his house is far away. This is out in the woods. What's going to happen after they saw the branches off?
He made a house?
Maybe he'll make a house, but look, he's standing on the branch.
Why?
If he saws it off, he's going to fall.
But he's standing on the branch.
He's kind of dumb. You're not supposed to stand on a branch you're sawing off.
Wait, this one.
Through. Alley Cat was through with painting the floor. He was finished. Then Bubbles walked through the room. And what happened?
What happened? He got paint all over himself.
Yep, and he made tracks in the floor.
Why?
Because that's what happens when you walk through wet paint. So Alley Cat is going to have to paint the floor again.
Why?
Because Bumbles walked right through the paint.
You have to walk slowly through the paint.
No, you have to stay out of the paint completely. You just have, if you walk in paint, then it'll make a big mess. Mess up the paint, mess up your feet.
Read this one.
Toy. Father gave Babykins a toy that walks and talks and even cries. Babykins gave his toy a handkerchief to blow its nose with.
Why that this toy talks?
It's a robot.
It's a robot. You bought that?
You bought that robot, yeah.
Read this.
Transport. All these lorries, vans, trailers, and buses are called transport because they carry things. Dingo has a new red racing car. Look out, all you other drivers. Look out, vans and buses.
Where's the van?
Where's the van? Let's see. Can we find a van? There's a van.
This is a van?
It's a mail van.
It's a fire engine.
Mm-hmm. That's a delivery van, too. This is a van.
Where's the fire engine?
You saw the fire engine.
This is the fire engine?
Yeah.
Read this one.
Understand.
before Ma Pig went out to get things for her party, she told Pa Pig to decorate the house with flowers. Stop it, Pa! You don't understand. Ma said flowers, not flour.
Why Ma said flowers?
Well, it's nice to have flowers around all over the house, but it's not very nice to have flour all over the house, is it?
Why have flowers all over the house?
Because Pa Pig misunderstood.
Read this one.
Vacation. The Pig family goes to the seaside for a summer vacation or holiday. What do they do at the seaside?
Play. Why?
Well, what else would you do on a vacation?
Talk.
Yeah, you could talk. What else could you do?
Listen.
What else?
Quiet.
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What did you do on vacation at Grandma and Grandpa's?
Noisy.
Were you noisy?
Noisy.
What else did you do on vacation at Grandma and Grandpa's? You be quiet? What else did you do?
Talk.
Yeah, what about riding a tricycle?
Yeah. You have a tricycle?
They probably have a tricycle, but they don't have it right on the beach.
Why?
Well, because a tricycle isn't a very good thing to ride on a beach. You have to have a pavement to ride a tricycle on.
Why?
This do. What should we look at this page?
Read this one.
Walk. Wolfson is walking to the kitchen with a load of dirty dishes. Walk carefully, Wolfson.
Why?
Walk, don't run. Those are Mama's very best dishes, and you don't want to drop them.
Well, I don't want to.
What will happen if he drops them?
It will break.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bumped it.
Mm-hmm. Weather. Hee-haw harvests his grain in clear sunny weather. In cloudy, rainy weather, he gets wet. In stormy, windy weather, he hides in a hayloft in the barn. In wintry weather, he shovels snow. In foggy weather, he can't see where he's going, and sometimes he falls into the well.
Read this one.
Hole. Doodle-Doo sells eggs. He has a whole lot of them. Careful, Doodle-Doo. Mama Bear wants whole eggs. She doesn't want eggs in pieces.
Why?
Well, what good are eggs in pieces?
Read this one.
That says, Dingo is a fast driver.
I think it was a fast driver.
And this is nature.
This one.
X-ray. Squiggly swallowed something. Dr. Pill is taking an X-ray of Squiggly's stomach to see what it is he swallowed. What did he swallow?
What did he swallow?
Look, what's in his stomach?
What's in his stomach? What?
An ABC book.
An ABC book.
What a silly thing to swallow, Squiggly.
Why is a sore throat?
He doesn't have a sore throat. He has a sore tummy.
Why has a sore tummy?
Just does.
Where's your throat?
Where's your throat? Your throat's right here. Your tummy's down here.
This is my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Your throat is in your neck.
Well, that's the inside of your neck.
This is your throat?
Inside is your throat. When you open your mouth and go, ah, for the doctor, he looks at your throat. What he sees down there is your throat. Let's just say...
Me.
Right. You know what I'm going to do?